Welcome. In this lesson, we're building a Fred V. Ableton Live 12 Tom Fill Blueprint with crisp transients and dusty mids. I'll walk you through sample selection, layering, MIDI programming, and a full Live 12 signal chain using only stock devices, drum rack, simpler or sampler, EQ8, saturator, drum bus, compressor and glue, multiband dynamics, gate, utility and reverb. By the end, you'll have a one-bar Tom Fill that sits low, but cuts through, ready for drops and transitions. Lesson overview: start by creating a new MIDI track in Live 12 and load a drum rack. We're making a 1-2 bar tom fill patch with 3 layered voices: click for the snap, body for the pitched center, and tail for ambience. The goal is tight, snappy transients up front and warm, gritty mids behind them. We'll also set up 2 performance macros: fill intensity and dust amount. What you will build a drum rack with 3 pads labeled click, body, tail. Per pad, simpler or sampler instruments tuned and shaped for attack, sustain, and space. A MIDI fill pattern at 174-176 BPM with velocity and pitch movement. A processing chain that gives crisp transients and dusty mids, plus 2 macros for live control. Step-by-step walkthrough. Setup and sample selection 1. Create a MIDI track. Load a drum rack. 2. Drop 3 tom samples into adjacent pads, a short high-frequency tom click, a mid-body, and a roomier tail. Choose slightly gritty, recorded-sounding toms for that Fred V vibe. Name the pads click, body, and tail and set their MIDI ranges so your pad layout is tidy. Layering and tuning 3. Open simpler in classic mode or sampler for each pad. Click, release tilde 40 ADMS, amp attack 05 ms for immediate snap. Body, release 150-300 ms, amp attack 26 ms. Tail, release 400-900 ms for ambience. If using sampler, increase filter drive slightly. 4. Tune the body plus or minus 2/6 semitones to sit with your bass or key. Small pitch automation across the fill creates momentum. 5. Add a small negative start offset on the click, if you wanted to lead the body by a few milliseconds for extra punch. Envelope and pitch movement 6. Use the pitch envelope on body and click for a tiny downward slap. Amount around minus 6 to minus 12 cents, attack 0 12 ms, decay 60 120 ms. This boosts perceived transient attack. 7. High pass the tail around 60 100 hc to protect the low end. MIDI programming, the fill pattern 8. Create a 1 bar MIDI clip at 174-176 BPM. 9. Program the fill with 16th and 32nd notes. A useful pattern is 4 hits leading into the bar end, 1/16, 1/16, 1/32, 1/32. Alternatively, try a rolling 1/16 triplet feel. 10. Set velocity ranges. Clicks high 100-127, body medium 80-110, tail lower 60-90. Add pitch variation by transposing successive body hits 0, plus 1, plus 3 semitones or map pitch to sampler transpose. 11. Humanize with tiny timing shifts, 5/12 ms early or late, or use the groove pool or note delay for swing. Grouping and processing 12. Group the 3 pads so they process together. 13. Insert devices on the group in this order, using these starting points: EQ8 pre-saturation, HBF 4060 hc. If needed, dip 4/6 khc by minus 2 to minus 4 dB to tame harsh clicks. Drum bus, transient plus 4 to plus 10 to accentuate attack. Drive 2/4. Crunch 0 15%. Saturator, drive 2/6 dB, curve to analog clip or soft sign, dry slash wet 20 40%. EQ8 after saturator, boost 250-800 hc by plus 2 to plus 6 dB with medium hue to shape dusty mids. Multiband dynamics optional, gently lift the mid band to bring sustain forward with mild ratios. Light compressor or glue, attack 10 30 ms, release 60 100 ms, ratio 3:1 for subtle control. Parallel compression and macros 14. Create a parallel compressed version of the group. Either duplicate the group or send to a return. On that parallel chain, use a fast, heavy compressor or glue with aggressive gain reduction, fast attack, high ratio, 8-12 dB of reduction, then blend back under the dry signal. This keeps the transients crisp while the body stays full. 15. Map a macro called fill intensity to crossfade between dry and compressed levels, or to control the send amount for the parallel compressor. Use this macro to move the fill from subtle to aggressive. Dusty mids tone shaping 16. To emphasize dust, after the first saturator, use an EQ to boost around 350-700 hc plus 360 dB, Then add a second saturator with low drive and moderate wet to generate harmonics there. Alternatively, send to an aux, EQ to isolate 250-700 Hz, saturate and blend back. 17. If the mids sound boxy, apply a narrow cut at 250-300 Hz of -1.5 to -3 dB and then resaturate that region to keep warmth, without muddiness. 18. Map dust amount macro to the post EQ saturator drive and the mid-band gain on multiband dynamics. Optionally route a little to a redux instance with subtle settings for extra grit, bass and width. 19. Keep the click and body mostly mono. Place a utility after drum bus with width between 0-20% for core punch. Widen the tail to around 50% for dimension. 20. Add a small room reverb on a return. Decay 0.6 1.2 seconds. Dry slash wet 5-12%. High pass the reverb return at 200 Hz so the tail doesn't muddy the low end. Final glue, macros and automation. 21. Add a final glue compressor with slow attack around 30 ms. Release tilde 150 ms. Ratio 2:1 to gently glue layers. 22. Automate the fill intensity and dust amount macros in your arrangement. Raise them into the drop to create movement and energy without rebuilding the patch. Common mistakes to avoid: don't oversaturate the whole sound. Use parallel saturation or low wet values. Always high pass the tail to prevent low end conflicts with bass. Avoid very fast glue compressor attacks that kill transients. Use drum bus transient control and parallel compression instead. If mids get muddy, use surgical cuts and then reintroduce saturation. Keep transients centered to maintain mono compatibility. Pro tips and quick checks: confirm layers are phase aligned by zooming and nudging start points by 1/6 ms. Duplicate the click and high pass it at 5/8 kHz for ultra crisp presence at very low level. Automate drum bus transient slightly higher on final hits to accent transitions. Resample the finished fill to audio to save CPU and create reusable one-shots. Mini practice exercise: build the patch from scratch. Drum rack with click slash body slash tail. 1 bar MIDI at 175 BPM with pitch variation. Signal chain of EQ8HBF drum bus transient plus 6 saturator drive 4 dB at 30% wet glue compressor with slow attack. Create a parallel compress duplicate and map fill intensity to crossfade. Map dust amount to saturator drive and mid gain. Render and compare with a reference Fred V. Tom fill until the balance of crisp attack and dusty mids feels right. Recap this Fred V. Ableton Live 12 Tom fill blueprint with crisp transients and dusty mids. Uses layered Tom samples, tight transient shaping with drum bus and parallel compression, and mid-focused saturation with precise EQ. Keep transients centered, tame the tail's low end, and use the two macros for performance control. Use small pitch envelopes and humanize timing to make the roll musical and organic. And save your drum rack as a preset and create a template with returns for parallel comp and dust so you can reuse this blueprint. Good luck, build, experiment, and trust your ears as you dial in the perfect Tom fill.